non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Wow, okay, we're back with more. You're about to get more, another hour of the best in money information, courtesy of this here Bucket Strategy Investing program. I'm Johnny Dean, got our returning champion, Professor Rick Plum, back in the hot seat with me again from Lucia Capital Group. Well, you answered all the questions correctly last hour.
What'd you think?
Which meant that we're going to bring you back for the bonus round, the lightning round.
And is this one of those celebrity ones where all my winnings get donated to charity and I never see a dime of them?
It must be because
I don't see a dime of them.
You don't see a dime of any of this. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you want to help this guy out. You want to make him feel useful. That's you take advantage of the brain trust with your money questions. A lot of stuff to talk about this hour. Got answers to more of your emails coming up. And, of course, we're going to make sure we get to your phone calls as well. That's why we're here. All right? If you're a new viewer, new listener, and you're saying, what do I do? How do I get in touch with these guys? Boy, they're smart. You call us with your money questions. 877-PLANNER. And we answer them right here on the program. That's it. That's how this works. Again, 877-752-6637. Planners. That's what we are. That's what we do. We do try to deliver to you the strategies that are right for you. And we do this every day on the show. So if you want to add to the list of emails that we're going to try to get to this hour, go to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link. It's right there near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here as always from Lucia Capital Group with me. If you need to talk to any advisor off the air, including Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust members, their off-air number goes like this, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You should find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but it's always good to know. Your situation is, of course, unique to you. The Brain Trust will help you with your own plan. They've got access to a network of Brain Trust advisors all across the country. And a single point of contact makes it very easy for you. So just give them a call. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. Brain Trust here to help you out. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. I haven't been able to check to see because we're kind of doing this remotely today if who's on hold. So if you're on hold, hang on just a second. We'll get your names in here to the studio, sort of hand-delivered now. You know, normally
we have a runner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We do this electronically. We do hand signals and all this stuff, but we're kind of doing this semi-remotely today.
The mice that run the generator for the computer went away?
Hamsters.
Yeah, hamsters this
hamsters,
time.
Yes. It was a lot easier to train hamsters. So anyway, so if you're on hold, hang on just a second. We'll get to those calls here in just a bit. We had tried last hour to talk a little bit about something called value averaging. And I warned folks at the top of the hour, and I said, you know, value averaging, it's sort of one of those wonky things, but it's something that you really need to know about because it can help you, especially, I think, when you've got markets that are going up and up and up.
Or markets that are volatile to extreme
well,
sides.
What happens is, ultimately, they stop going up and up and up. And the idea, the basic idea, as I see it, behind something called value averaging, and really, I think we're going to push this off to another day, but just for those who've been sitting here waiting for the last hour, saying, what about value averaging? The idea behind any investment, Professor Plum, is to what? You want to buy it when it's cheap. You want to sell it when it's high. I mean, buy low,
higher.
Sell high. And I don't mean at the top. I don't mean sell it at the top. I'm not talking about market timing. But isn't that really the gist of investing anyway?
Well, the goal of any market investment is to make money.
Sure. And the way you do it is to,
well, buy low and sell high.
Right.
But one of the things that most people don't realize is that when you buy an investment, you need to have an assumption of what that investment is going to do for you. Is it going, I mean, just buying it and saying I'm going to make $1 million on it isn't a real assumption. I expect this investment to provide this much income, this much growth over this much period of time, whatever the case may be. So you need to have a certain expectation built into your purchase, both on the top side and the bottom side. If it does this, I'll be happy. If it does this, it goes down in value, I need to maybe get out of it or do something else. But most people don't buy investments with the expectation of any particular outcome. They just, oh, this mutual fund looks good. It's done, you know, the historical reports on it are all this. Fine, even though the current manager is a different manager, the current holdings are different holdings, the current economic times are different times.
Right.
They expect it to continue to do what it did in the past, but they don't really know what to expect out of the portfolio. So the idea of value averaging is to start with some expectations. Now, value averaging isn't something you normally do after the fact and you just decide one day, you wake up and say, hey, I think it's time to value average. No, it's something you start your portfolio. You maybe today, you've already have your portfolio, but you reset it and now you set the expectation going forward. And the idea is to monitor those expectations. And when you far exceed your expectations, you sell some of that excess return. And when you far underperform those expectations, well, first off, you evaluate whether you need to stay in that particular sector, that particular area of the overall portfolio. And if you decide that, yes, that is still a desirable area to be, maybe if you're way underperforming in that, you add to it.
Yeah.
And so you're buying when it's lower than you expected, and you're selling when it's higher than expected. And you set these parameters up while you're thinking about it in a rational mood today, looking into the future, rather than looking back and saying, wow, I'm up 15%, 12%, whatever it is. I want more. Well, that's more of an irrational issue. And that's that greed chromosome that we all have to some degree. And on the other side, how many people sell? And we're talking about specific markets now, not necessarily, or a portfolio, not just an individual stock. They take a little bit more analysis. But how many people watched the portfolio go down in early 2016 and they got out? I remember people talking about, well, I'm not going to put any more money into my 401k. And if I am putting it in my 401k, I'm putting it into the cash account. When the market was going down the first 6-7 weeks of 2016, that was the wrong time to be getting out of the area. In fact, anything, you should have been doing the opposite, assuming you should have been in the market in the first place. Now, we are making the assumption that the investment is an appropriate investment to begin with. And anything with that kind of volatility has to have a longer-term time horizon. So we're not talking about short-term money. But everything has its assumptions. Everything has its expectations. And so we're just talking about monitoring those expectations. And when we're way above where we expected to be, don't be greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Take some money off the table and move it to another area. Now,
you know,
it could go up again and probably will.
And this is where behavior starts to creep in, because
yes,
it's very difficult. When you're looking at your portfolio, what did we say last year? It was up the total.
For 15 or 16, it was 16, up 12%.
12% total return.
No, S&P 500.
All right, S&P 500. So if you bought the S&P 500 ETF or something like that, whatever it is, the spiders, and you let it ride and you kept your dividends, you reinvested your dividends, you're looking, you're saying, oh, it's up 12%. All right, I'm up 12%. I only expected to be up, you know, I was happy with, call it 7%. This is what I want to achieve. And it's very difficult when you're looking at stock, you're saying, boy, they could go up, to take 5% off the top of that.
They could. I mean, yeah, it's very difficult, but it also, we didn't expect that kind of a return. Especially when we were looking back in February, we sure didn't expect the total return.
What do you do when you say, okay, I'm going to value average, okay? I'm going to take five. I have 120,000. I put 100,000 in. I wanted 107 by the end of the year. I'm up to 112.
You can do the math.
That's 20%, 112. So I'm going to take 5,000 out, and I'm going to stay at 107. And then what do I do? What if I watch the markets go up from here? What if it goes up another 20%? I'm not
saying
it will.
Well, then take it off the top again.
But and you say, man, oh, if I'd only just let it ride.
Well, you
if
also
I just let
mentioned
it sit there.
Early at the top of the hour, you also mentioned another stat, that over the past 50 years, the market as measured by the S&P 500 has averaged about 10%,
10.2.
Well, that means that if we're doing 12%, or we get a year like 2013, we're up, you know, 30%, 29%, whatever it was. A year like 2014, we're up 14%. There's going to be other years. Obviously, there has to be other years that are less than 10% that are going to bring that average back into what we have occurred, what we've achieved.
Yeah, but who's thinking about that? Who's thinking about that?
Well, unfortunately, we invest irrationally.
Well, that's why we saw what we saw with the big NASDAQ jump way back when.
And we
saw with housing back in the mid-2000s.
We also see all the studies that look at investors versus investments over the same periods of time. Investments, you know, whether it be the S&P 500, the Dow, the whatever it is, the investments almost always, I'm saying almost, not that I know of any results that have been the other way, but I'm not going to say always, they outperform the individual investor. Why? Because we're greedy. We're fearful. We get in, we get out, all at the wrong time. And so this value averaging aspect is designed to try to take some of that emotional baggage that we carry with us and put it off to the side.
And then don't look at it.
Well, look at it based on that scientific, numbers-driven. Just do it according to your plan. Have a plan and work your plan.
Behavior, that's the other thing, behavioral finance. Oftentimes, we're our own worst enemies.
Oftentimes.
Yeah, oftentimes we are. We do the wrong things at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. Okay, anyway, we're going to tell you more about actual value averaging on another show. But we've got a lot more to talk about. Phone lines are open for you, 877-PLAN, or get on board. We'll take your calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Get on board, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Want to remind you, too, that if you call the program, and if you're real nice to us, everybody's been nice to us today. I think every single call today has been perfectly pleasant.
Do we have very many unpleasant calls?
No unpleasant calls. Occasional unpleasant email. And I don't know why we're such likable people, Professor Plum.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't understand what it is we talk about. But anyway, but if you give us a call, we will take your email address down and we will send you this out, this guide. It's the 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. And Social Security, well, because we talk about this all the time and we get questions all the time on Social Security. We figured it was high time that we put out a guide on this, some of the most important elements that everyone should know about Social Security. Again, some of the basic stuff with regard to spousal benefits, ex-spousal benefits, taxation on Social Security, I think, is in there. A whole bunch of stuff, things that you need to know, and it's a quick, easy read, and it's free. So if you call and you want to get this, just give us your email address, and we will send these out. I don't know. I know I have it in digital form that we can send through email, which is probably the best way to do it. I think we may also have pamphlets. Some people might prefer that. I don't know. But it's the 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. And, by the way, we're working on – it's not ready yet because we've already had some people ask about it, but we're working on getting the video finished on Social Security, a little bit more comprehensive, featuring you, Professor Plum, and yes. Ray Lucia Jr., talking about, I think it's the 9 something or others of Social Security.
Right. I don't remember the title of that one either.
I looked it up before the program, and I've forgotten it again. Anyway, we'll tell you more about that because it's not quite ready yet. But if you've called and left us some information on that, we'll take that information down and send it to you. I don't even know if it's going to be a DVD, if it's going to be on, you know, it may live on Wealth Ed. There's a key you got to get in to get it, though. So, all right, enough about that. 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's see, a couple of emails here. This from Stormy in Fort Pierce, Florida. I don't know if you have this one. I don't think you do.
I don't.
I will be 62. That's why I'm throwing this at you. Let's see if you can do this. I'm sure you can. I will be 62 this month. I was hoping to wait till 66 or even 70 before retiring, but I've been unemployed for over 2 years, and something is better than nothing. Apparently, I'm eligible to draw from my ex-husband, who was on SSDI. This amounted to a few dollars more than mine. If I draw from my ex-husband now, can I defer mine until I'm 66, or am I locked into his benefit forever?
Is that the whole question?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I think I like my answer, Stormy. In order for you to get the spousal benefit from your husband's work record, you're going to be applying for your own benefit first. It's deemed to have been applying for your own. So you will get your own, and you mentioned that the spousal benefit is going to be a little bit more than your own. In essence, you're getting two benefits. All of your own, although it's reduced benefit because you're only 62, and then an extra amount equal to the difference between what your benefit by itself is and what the spousal benefit is. But because you've taken yours, you've locked in. You can't take his and leave yours alone to grow. You know, we never could. The new rules don't even affect that. This was always this way. And so you are, unfortunately, if you're taking it now, you're going to be locked into the lower combined number for the rest of your joint lives.
It's not like it changed, you know.
The new law that came into effect in November 2015 did not change this aspect of it. It did change it for anybody who was not full retirement or was not born the right time.
Yes.
But that was still only available to choose one, the spousal, without taking your own. That was never available until you got to full retirement age, and you didn't apply for anything until full retirement age. Applying at 62 for a spousal benefit has always required that you apply for your own first and then get a supplement up to the higher spousal benefit if indeed the spousal is higher.
Yeah, so nothing new here, and this is true across the board. When you take your benefit, your Social Security benefit, when you take it early, you've got a reduction forever, really.
So she's
no matter
60,
what you've got.
She's 62 now. Her full retirement age is 66. So she would only receive 75% of her full retirement age benefit. She would have a reduction in her benefit by 25%. She said she turned 60. Well, she turned 62 this month, I guess.
Yes.
So she...
Well, really, this came in, I think, last month. But
in
whatever.
December, okay.
It already happened.
Assuming you applied for it in that month, you would receive only 75% of your full retirement age number. On the other side, the spousal benefit, if you wait until full retirement age to apply for a spousal benefit, you could get as much as 50% of the worker's full retirement age benefit. But because you're only 62, you wouldn't receive 50%, you'd only receive 35%. So it's a bigger reduction with the spousal benefit than with your own benefit. But either way, they're both reduced, and now they're locked in. And for as long, but you know, that may still be the best way to go. A, you need the money, and this sounds really weird, but he's on disability. What's his life expectancy look like? That sounds morbid, but...
If it turns into a survivor benefit,
you step up to the full survivor benefit at that time, reduced if you're under full retirement age at that time. You don't get to the break-even age.
Now, if that happens, let's say he passed away, but she's not yet full retirement age. Could she wait and...
Has she already applied for the spousal benefit?
Well, let's see. She hasn't yet.
But
If she had, it's too late.
It's too late. It will turn into a survivor benefit the month that he passed.
Right. So they will look at the month that he passed away, his benefit was, and then they will reduce it based on
age is.
Yeah.
Can't wait until, if he were to die when she was 63, mm-hmm. and she's receiving a spousal benefit already, she can't then say, well, I'm just going to continue taking the spousal benefit until he's 60. I'm 66. Doesn't work that way. You know, you'd have to, it automatically flips over to the, if she were taking her own benefit only mm-hmm. without taking the spousal, she could wait till full retirement age to take the survivor benefit. But if she's taking a spousal benefit, mm-hmm. the month he passes, boom, it flips.
Now, when she turns full retirement age, she couldn't suspend and allow
you can suspend
a lot of
it
things
at that
to
point.
Grow? Survivor
benefit won't grow.
It won't. That's what I mean. So it doesn't matter.
There is no delayed retirement credit for a survivor benefit.
No.
So that's not going to help her in this case.
No. Nothing you can do. In some ways, the survivor benefit is coordinated.
But we do have to look at his longevity. Because the break-even age for her benefit, for that spousal benefit, is quite a ways out there. I mean, it's in the early 80s. Or late 70s, early 80s. If he's not expected to make it that long, then the increase in benefits by waiting, but going without benefits for the next X number of years, you never make it up.
It wouldn't make sense at that.
Because we're going to step up to his benefit anyway. We're going to lose her benefit anyway.
Right. It goes away upon his demise. She now takes over.
But if he's got, it's a disability that doesn't affect his life expectancy, and he's got longevity, and he's still expected to live to be 97 years old or more, now it's a matter of, I think she's still going to need to take it early because she needs the money.
Different factors involved here. Thank you for that email, Stormy. Appreciate it. Tough situation. But again, this is all strategy.
She could apply for hers without applying for the spousal.
That's the other way to go.
Get a little bit more of a spousal 4 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, a lot of this depends on longevity. Okay. I got to take a break. We will get to more of your questions. Phone lines are open. Finally, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, taking more of your questions, answering more when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Well, welcome you back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. Get on board if you've got a money question, 877-752-6637. We're here till the top of the hour, and we've got more topics coming up here in just a little bit, some more emails. And again, if you want to email the program, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Right now, as we do every week, or almost every week, I think, we've got Ray Lucia Jr., Chairman and CEO of Lucia Capital Group, going to talk to us on Lucia Capital Group Weekly about one of our favorite topics, which is this whole Department of Labor fiduciary ruling and what it means to you.
So you may have heard about the Labor Department's so-called fiduciary rule, which requires brokers and others who give retirement advice to act in their clients' best interest, where previously their advice just had to be, quote, suitable for a retirement investor. So how could this ruling affect you? Well, it could do so in many ways, but I boil it down to three important ones. First, you could see a uniform fiduciary standard with levelized compensation being the front runner for how advice is executed on retirement accounts. What does this mean exactly? Well, it means that broker-dealers and investment advisors would be subject to a uniform standard of conduct when providing personalized investment advice about securities to retail investors. Second, the smaller investors could be challenged, and they may end up paying higher fees if they want to seek the advice of a financial advisor. The reason for this is that the increase in liability, as it's been proposed, may discourage some advisors from taking on a rollover IRA that's too small for the risk and the compensation, which could in turn force some investors with smaller account sizes to fend for themselves or to find an online solution. And third, you should expect to participate more in the financial planning process with your advisor from now on. And this makes sense, right? I mean, if you as a client are actively engaged with the advisor and his or her recommendations, you're more likely to understand what's being presented to you. And the advisor will be less likely to shortcut the advice to just sell you something. The DOL ruling means more people will be doing more financial planning, and that's a good thing, very good thing, because the stats and the studies that I've seen show that a client with a financial plan just flat out does better than a client without one. In fact, in 2011, HSBC did a study called The Future of Retirement, and it showed that those with a financial plan accumulated, get this, nearly 250% more retirement savings than those without one. You could have guessed that, right? So this ruling will force financial advisors in the industry to raise their A game and to get more educated and more professional designations. And that's very important for the health and wellness of the entire advice industry. So what I see is this boils down to separating the difference between advice as it relates to advising you on your financial plan and investment advice, advice that is related specifically to the investment recommendations, the implementation of it, and the execution. Get comfortable with paying for the advice. That's the most valuable part of what a financial advisor does. And when financial advisors raise their A game, that could only mean better things for you as the investor.
That's Ray Lucia Jr. Thanks, Ray. Pop it in here once a week. A lot of people may not have even heard about this fiduciary standard that was put into place, a year or so ago or sometime?
Well, it was set to take effect in April of this year.
Of 2017.
Well, at least start of kind it. Of taking
it's
effect.
It's really going to, full force is going to go in, I think, January of 2018.
Right.
And I guess there was concern about the suitability of advice.
Well, the what suitability versus doing what's best. Okay, I could sell you something that for somebody who is your age, your risk temperament, your time horizon, but I don't know necessarily what your planning prospect is. I don't look into what you already own. I may be doubling up on what you own, but it's a suitable investment, so I could sell it to you and not have any real repercussions to me.
Right.
Where now I have to take a look at everything. Is not only this suitable for you, but is it in your best interest to be purchasing or using this particular product?
Well, that's true. So let's say I've got a couple of annuities that are giving me all the income that I need. And you don't know this as an advisor, and you don't ask this as an advisor.
And I sell you another one.
And you sell me another one based on everything that you know about me so far. That would
without
be...
Without delving into it very
right.
much.
So on the face of it, it would seem suitable, but it actually wouldn't be...
It's not your best interest.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think the rule will help in that area. I also think, though, that one thing that Ray mentioned, it's going to make it more expensive for a lot, especially smaller investors.
Oh, sure.
And unfortunately, in many respects, they're the ones that need the help. They're not as comfortable investing. They're new to it. That's one of the reasons why their accounts are smaller. So they're going to have a little bit more trouble.
And the reason is because the amount of work, the liability, the risk and all that stuff that is covered from somebody saying, okay, I will take you on as a client. They have to have it, I guess, I hate to say it, but maybe worth the risk that they're taking.
If I make a recommendation and somehow you can sue me for that recommendation and I can be barred from the industry, I can lose my license or whatever.
A number of things could happen.
If it was for a $5,000, mutual fund purchase and I got paid, $250, am I risking my career for $250? I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to. That's an extreme example. But
it illustrates what they're up against. So, yes,
right.
it will do that.
What I don't like about the law is the way they're going to enforce it. And the way they're going to enforce it, the Department of Labor doesn't have the enforcement arm. They don't have the people in place to be able to enforce their own rules when this new rule comes out. So the way they've mentioned they're going to enforce it is just let the attorneys go at it.
So in other
it's
words,
all about
this
lawsuits.
This
is a full employment act for lawsuit attorneys. Opening the doors for lawsuits.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean anybody's, one side or the other is going to win necessarily, but it does mean...
Yeah, there's one side going to win, the attorneys.
That's what I'm saying. It's like class action stuff sometimes.
You know,
the only people who really come out ahead are the attorneys. The people who are suing might get $8 or something out of it.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I don't... The other thing is it's very difficult, and I think what this comes back to is interpretation of what is right and what is wrong, and... unfortunately, I think a lot of people in the government believe that any time a commission is involved, it must be bad. And the only way to do it is with fees. That's the only way you should be properly compensated. I don't happen to agree with that. And I think that they're trying to legislate ethics. And I don't know that you can do that. Personal opinion is only that's coming out with me right now. I don't think you can legislate. An unethical person will find a way to be unethical. But an ethical person will find a way to work within the laws and do what they need to do to do the right thing for the client in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, they were doing it. There were some very ethical people on both sides of the fee, commission structure. Some people, cross the line and do both sides, hybrid style. Very ethical people. And there were some very unethical people in the fee area, and there's some very unethical people in the commission area. And I don't see a law changing their ethics.
It's doubtful. That's what I'll say. I mean, who knows?
But
now, he also made a point that it's going to force advisors to sort of raise their A game. The reason it will do that is because now they can't just come on and say, here are a bunch of things that you need to buy. Here are a bunch of products for you. Don't bother asking any questions. Just do it because I know what I'm talking about. Now they've got to explain. As we've done all these time. I mean, this doesn't change.
They have to actually understand what they're selling.
You have to understand what they're selling.
So maybe
this involves...
maybe this will get rid of the
people who
the
don't 8% know what it is
guaranteed, which was not 8% guaranteed.
Can you imagine that, though? Somebody... Yeah, exactly. Somebody who has spent their whole career pretty much, selling annuity, and there's nothing wrong with annuities for the right people, but giving them to everybody who don't, even people who don't need them, and selling them on the basis of 8% guarantee, stock market like returns, but none of the risk. They're going to have to explain this position to people, and the people are going to understand that, hey, this is not what I'm getting.
And what Ray Jr. was talking about, raising their A-game, I think some of those people are going to actually have to learn how the product works.
Because they don't know.
Because I don't think they actually know.
You don't think the advisors...
I know that there are some that don't know how it works.
There's some that don't know how it works, especially the younger ones, I think, in the industry, who come in, they work for an insurance company, and the insurance company says, look, here's what you got to do. You got to sell X number of products, whatever it is, annuities, I don't know what it is. And here's what you do. You pitch it this way, and if they object, you give them this, and here are all the good things.
You work off of a track, a sales track.
Yeah.
And if they say this, you follow this track. If they say this, you just keep moving them into where you want them to be, which is a sale.
Some of these people who have come to you and tried to pitch you on certain things, and you set them straight. You say, no, that's not how it works. Here's how it really works.
Read the prospectus. Don't worry about that prospectus thing. It's not really the way
read
it works.
Read the what now?
Read the written document. Read the contract. Oh, don't do that. Yes, do that. It's very important.
You should read and understand it. If nothing else, Professor, your advisor should tell you, here's what you got to know. Here's why I'm recommending this.
I'm a lot of trust but verify. If the advisor's telling you here's the way it works, find it in the prospectus and make sure he's saying the right thing.
What you do is just call the brain trust. That'll help you out. All right? We got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some more emails coming up. We also tell you what you're going to hear and see on this program tomorrow. And trivia, anything else that we have time for. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Oh, wait, one more measure. Hold on. Got to hit the windmill. So there was the windmill.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that Townsend doing that? Yeah, okay.
Did it very well.
Yeah, they really did. They could put on quite a show. Who? Yes, exactly.
They broke all their instruments at the end.
I guess if you make enough money, it doesn't matter. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Coming up on this program tomorrow. Now, we're rescheduling that value averaging discussion, by the way.
Okay.
We talked about a little bit about it this hour, but for those of you who have been hanging on for the last couple hours saying, when are you talking about value averaging? We're going to do it probably in another 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. Try to rotate some of the topics and make them relevant to folks, and it'll be a good time to talk about it in 2 or 3 weeks, because we'll see what the market does by mid, you know, we'll call it mid-February. I don't know. Last year?
Well, we were hitting bottoms in mid-February.
Yes, we were. And there were a lot of people jumping out, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason.
Of course, 2009, we didn't hit the bottom until mid-March.
That's right. That's right. So you never know. But anyway, coming up on this program tomorrow, we had a couple of calls on this today, by the way, and these are strategies to create lifetime income. Lifetime income. What sort of guarantees are there? We had a caller who was concerned.
Death and taxes. Those are the guarantees.
Well, I suppose, although I guess you don't even have to pay your taxes. You can, you know, suffer
well, then
the
you
consequences.
Get death.
I don't know about that. But we did. We had one of our callers who was asking about, he said he was going to retire, I think, in like 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And he had said, you know, I'm doing okay. But at the time, he says, I don't think I'll be able to contribute to my, you know, savings accounts. I'll be taking money out of them, in fact. And I'm concerned that the whims of the market are going to wipe me out.
And I don't want to be subject to the whims of the market. So having some form of guaranteed income to take away those potential whims of the market makes a lot of sense for some people.
Exactly. And so what form should that guaranteed income take? You can actually buy a pension, I mean, for all intents and purposes.
You can buy an income stream, which is what a pension is.
It's exactly what a pension is, and it's guaranteed by what they say, the full faith and credit of, let's say, the
whatever insurance company.
Yeah, exactly. And they can work very, very well. But you have to understand, it's going back to our discussion a few minutes ago, you have to understand what it is you're buying. Because your rate of return is not going to be all that great. But if you don't care about that, all you care about is getting that check and knowing that if you live to be 108, you'll still be getting a check. Well, then that's a perfect recommendation for you.
Well, and the fact that it may not be the highest rate of return asset in your portfolio, but what it does is it gives you, yeah. Well, can't say that. Maybe everything else is in, you know.
Maybe you have everything else under the mattress.
And maybe I do live to be 108.
Okay, yeah. Well, then maybe it will be.
But what it does is it gives you peace of mind, and it allows a lot of people to become a better investor with the rest of their money. Maybe it helps them keep from jumping out. So these are all things we'll talk about tomorrow, about why an investment has two different ways to be looked at, both from a pure investment standpoint, but also what it does for you emotionally.
Oh, sure. Just take this to the extreme. And yeah, we will talk about this tomorrow, but take this to the extreme. What if you had all the income you needed? What if you had all of your bills taken care of and you could do anything you want, emergencies taken care of? I mean, would you care what your stock market investments are doing necessarily? I mean, you might.
And I've met people on both sides of that where it doesn't matter what the stock market does and they just wait it out. And other people who know they can't handle it, they can't see the negative numbers, so they will not go in the market. Even though they don't need it. That's not the point. Emotionally, the emotional drivers in us make a big difference in how we go about investing our money.
And that's where the two sides of the coin fit together. So that's going to all come up tomorrow. Trivia for today. This comes from the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
There's a fun party.
Boy, that's a great group, isn't it? I work for the National Bureau of Economic Research. That's always followed by, hey, where are you going? Okay. They tell us, and we believe them because this is, after all, the National Bureau of Economic Research. They tell us the U.S. economy has been growing for the last 87 months. That is to say, no recession. An expansion exceeded in length only three times since 1900.
The market's been up or in bull territory as a bull market longer than 87 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because it turned around before the so-called recession ended, at least according to the way they measure it.
Well, I mean, a recession is what? Was it two consecutive quarters of negative growth?
Yes.
I always love that. Negative growth. I think that's called contraction.
Right, but you can't say contraction.
You have to say negative. That my grandmother experienced negative growth. Okay, that's she went from
5.5 to 5.3.
Yes, exactly. That's what she did. I just love these terms. So only three times since 1900. Well, wow. That can do a couple of things. First of all, you could look at this statistic and say, man, things are they've got to be great. Look at this. We've only had three others that have been better than this recovery.
We must be booming.
Others could say, you know something? It's been so anemic and slow that...
Has it really been a non-recession?
Exactly. And then others might say, well, this shows you the depths of how bad things were. I mean, if you pull up, it's the old pendulum thing. You pull it really far one way, it's going to swing almost as far the other way.
And then I look at it saying, you know what? This is almost the longest in history. Are we due for something else? I mean, if you're playing that kind of game, it's so long in the tooth. Does it mean that we should be having a recession soon?
Well, you know what?
But one thing doesn't have any effect on the other.
It has no effect on the other. That's exactly the point. It's one of the reasons that we were going to talk about things like value averaging, because you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know. We heard this back in 2014, all right? At the end of 2013, when the markets were up,
very nicely.
Very nicely, yes, depending on which index you looked at. They were all up, for the most part, very, very nicely. And others say, you know what, this is it. We're going to see it's going to come down. It's going to come crashing down. And people said that last year, at the beginning of 2016. It's over.
See, the fact that 2015 was flat signals a downturn. And it did for a few days, but then it came right back.
Sure, but that's called volatility.
Yeah, a lot of it.
That's what that is.
But people were calling for the top of the market back in 2012, too.
Of course they were. Yes, they were. There were people who jumped out in 2012. There were people who jumped out with the downgrade.
That's stupid, 2011.
Meaningless, idiotic credit downgrade.
I wonder if they've gotten back in yet.
We should ask the person you and I are thinking of, did you ever get back in? I have a feeling he did, but I don't know.
But look what he left on the table.
That's just it. There are people who got out last February. They bailed out like February 10th or something. Said, I can't handle this. It's going down.
Or they got out towards the end of 2015 and then bragged about how smart they were for picking the top of the market.
And guess what?
Until about,
they're
the bottom.
They're still sitting on the side. We're out of the time. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, talk to them off the air about your strategy. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.